We have to make the alim so this iman is still in our children's heart. So they understand the system of Medina Munawwara is iman comes into their heart. Subhanallah. And the children, when the iman comes in their heart, one whom mother used to make ta'alim with the children, the stories of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was in Europe somewhere. The boy goes to school, and the ma'am is asking the children, what do you want to become? What do you want to become? What do you want to become? Boy says, I want to become a Sahabi. What's a Sahabi? Never heard of it before? He says, no, we did at home, I want to become a Sahabi. So she was a non-Muslim, white woman. I never heard of this before. So she calls the mother, phones the mother. Mother says, come home, visit us, have a cup of tea, and I'll explain to you. So this educator, so she goes, visits there. Then the mother explains to her, in our home we have ta'lim. We read a kitab, we read a book on the lives of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were like this and like this. She just said one, two stories, and she was stuck in it until she became Muslim. Or one child. One child only. When iman came in, a masum child. Today, my brother told me also, subhanallah, the power of iman. He said, Mufti Sahib, my daughter fell ill. She's sick. You have to do blood for her, take her to the doctor. But she was to keep roza still, 8 years old. She was to keep roza still. She don't want to break the roza. Mother is telling her, mother, for me, please convince her to break. She goes, I'm not breaking it. I said, we're compelled to wake up for Sari also, otherwise she wakes up, we didn't wake her up, and she wakes up later, there's going to be a problem in the house. Have to wake me up. Yesterday, she kept roza. She had fever, 8 year old. 8 year old girl. She had fever the whole day. Mother said, break your roza, take your medication, I'm not breaking it. She pulled right till iftari. She made iftari, you can say, only with her medication. It was so heavy, to control the fever, she fell asleep. She fell asleep and woke up only after Sehri. In a bad mood. Why you didn't get me up? I'm fasting today again. She didn't have iftari last night. Didn't have Sehri this morning. So kept roza 2 days without eating. But I won't break my fast. Won't break. This is iman. If that young girl can do something like that, I can't get up for Fajr namaz. I can't break my nafs. The 8-year-old child doesn't really understand the concept of fasting, so I won't break it. I miss my sehri, miss my iftari, I'm keeping roza again. Now where did iman came from? So as a father, where this came from? She goes to maktab madrasa, they do imani muzakara. The apa teaches them what iman is about. This is pure masoom love for Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Pure masoom, innocent love for the deen of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If only that can come into our heart. Like in that fever, the illness, she's sick, must be feverish. But then to what she's enjoying, that I don't want to break. Food for a child is everything. I don't want to eat. I'll suffer the fever, but I won't break my roza. If only we can learn these lessons from the children. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah was in the States. So one father brought his little son to meet Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib gave him one sweet. So he took it in his hand, quietly he put it to his side. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib is seeing him. And then he looked at his father. And he showed father the sweet. It's halal, I can eat it. So Hakim Sahib broke down crying. He says, Ya Allah. The boy turned to his father and said, Abba, it's halal, can I eat it? He said, the boy taught me a lesson of iman. Everything he consumes, he looks at his Abba first. He said, we insan, don't even look at our Abba. Just eat it. We'll find out later. Whether calamari, whether this, whether that, we'll ask later the masla. Eat it first and we'll ask later. This young boy taught me everything he does, ask his Abba, I'll ask my Rabba. Rabba, my Rabbi, Allah, can I do it? Can I eat it? Can I do this? Can I go there? He said, this is where, in a so to say, first world country, how this happened? Company of the pious. Talim in the house. In that environment, Allah protected this young boy. So we have the avenues where we can protect our iman, our children. The mothers have to sit at home, make talim with the children. We have to be part of it also.